The second agenda item, post-September 11th, for implementing a successful and comprehensive counterterrorism effort, should have been the creation of a counterweight ideology to the Al-Qaeda fundamentalist radical version of Islam. Because much of the threat we face is ideological, a perversion of a religion. Unfortunately, there is often silence, or at best a weak and incoherent voice, countering the apparently attractive appeal of the radical mullahs. When colleagues in the White House asked me what to read to understand the problem after September 11th, I urged them instead to get an old black-and-white French film, The Battle of Algiers. In the movie, French counterterrorism authorities round up all the known terrorist managers and leaders. Sound familiar? But they lose the war with the terrorists because they do not address the ideological underpinnings. After the known terrorist leaders were arrested, time passed, and new, unknown terrorists emerged. We are likely to face the same situation with Al-Qaeda. The only way to stop it is to work with leaders of Islamic nations to ensure that tolerance of other religions is taught again, that their people believe they have fair opportunities to participate in government and the economy, that the social and cultural conditions that breed hatred are bred out. Rather than seeking to work with the majority in the Islamic world to mold Muslim opinion against the radicals' values, we did exactly what Al-Qaeda said we would do. We invaded and occupied an oil-rich Arab country that posed no threat to us while paying scant time and attention to the Israeli-Palestinian problem. I was no fan of Saddam Hussein. Indeed, I know that in one sense the world is better off without him in power. But not the way it was done. Not by diverting us from eliminating Al-Qaeda and its clones. Not by using the funds we needed to eliminate our vulnerabilities to terrorism at home. Not at the incredibly high price of increasing Muslim hatred of America and strengthening Al-Qaeda.